Hi, my name's Sarah, and I want to report about both the shops not being accessible and the pavements which are not safe. So, firstly, a lot of the shops that are being done up there, they're putting big steps there, and it's making it not accessible to disabled people, whereas before the old shops they didn't have the big steps, so it was accessible to disabled people. And it's really frustrating because there's a big step there, they don't have ramps, so how do I expect people to get into the shops? And a few weeks ago, I actually approached a owner of one of the shops in my area of Islington, and I asked, did they have a ramp? And they said to me, no, that actually they hadn't thought about the fact that the shop wasn't accessible to disabled people, and that they would have a word with their landlord to see if a ramp or some other alternative could be put there to make it accessible. And I've got a feeling from her that it hadn't been done on purpose. She just hadn't thought about the fact that a disabled person wouldn't be able to do the big step in a wheelchair or with a mobility aid. But she did say to me she'd have a word with the owner. With, like, I mean, the landlord. So, hopefully, when she speaks to the landlord, he can do something about it. I'll go back in a few weeks' time and check. But it is becoming increasingly frustrating, increasingly annoying. You know, because they want people to spend money, but if you're disabled and there's a big step there and you can't get in the shop, well, you can't spend your money. And it's annoying because, you know, there's laws around making buildings accessible, you know, under reasonable adjustments. And it's a reasonable adjustment to expect them to have a portable ramp. Yet, most owners seem like they actually either don't understand the law or that they just don't bother to read the law properly around making places accessible, making reasonable adjustments, and what those reasonable adjustments can include. You know, especially when I think a few years ago, a lot of them shops were accessible. So, you know, they had been there before a lot of these laws had been running, but now there's these laws. So, I don't understand really how, you know, the councils and the government, they don't seem to do anything about the fact that these shops, these owners are not complying with the disability law. And I would like to see the government come down harder on owners and people that actually don't make reasonable adjustments. And for them to actually go and, you know, inspect the shops. You know, go round shops and see what ones are accessible and what ones aren't and the ones that aren't. For them to actually tell them that they've got to make it accessible, you know, either a ramp, a portable ramp, or by some other means. And the other thing that really annoys me is when you're crossing a road and you've got these uneven pavements, or, you know, like near me in Islington. There's a bit where when you cross the road, it sinks right in. There's bits that look like where they've got like the brick sort of work pavement on the road. There's bits sticking out. They've just covered it over with tarmac, but made it worse because there's a bit of tarmac there, a bit of brick sticking out, a bit dipping in, and it's very uneven. And, you know, if you're in a wheelchair, that's gonna make it very hard. Or if you're using another form of mobility aid that's got wheels on, it's going to make it hard. And, even for an elderly person using a stick, they could easily trip over that. And it's very difficult to try and cross that with my mobility aid, where it's so uneven and bits are poking out. And even near the market, there's a bit where there's like a drain and there's bits of pavement sticking up, bits of it sinking in, bits of it missing. And a few days ago, I actually heard one of the people working the market say they've actually told the council no end of times about the uneven pavements, about there being problems with the pavement, but that the council don't seem to do anything about it. I think isn't council need to do more about making the roads safer and also making shops and owners comply with the Disability Act. So in a couple of weeks' time or in a few weeks' time, I'll go back to the owner and I will ask them whether they've had a word with the landlord. I'm hoping that, maybe that might help and maybe something could get done about so many shops that are not accessible. So I hope you've all enjoyed the recording and look forward to doing some more reporting. Thank you.